At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel. Before I begin, thank you for all your likes, shares, subscribes, and hope this video finds you well in whatever you're doing. This morning I received something in continuation with the last one, the Akashic Shift of Earth. Now, just kind of reflecting on what could be further, and these principles came in. Now, this shift is about feminine energies, as we spoke of. It's a feminine energy shift from a masculine type of energy shift. So the Akash of the earth, the collective Akash of whatever has happened on this planet through civilizations, through our own births, rebirths, everything that has gone on, is shifting to a feminine signature, so to speak. So in this one, I shall be kind of summarizing in the next slides in this video about what this could mean. We need to understand the Shakti principle or the feminine principle in order for us to properly ground it, bring it forward, and examine in our charts what the possibilities could be. Now, this is generic, of course. Leave your comments if you're finding anything specific in your charts, and maybe if you want to examine some other aspects as well. Okay, let's just do a brief, quick presentation. There are 5 points, and I shall try to quickly cover them for you. Here we go. So number one, in Akashic Shift of the Earth, we shall examine the feminine principles, the Shakti principles. What is going to be governing in all areas of human existence in the coming decades, centuries, and so on and so forth. Feminine principles. Number one, the power of nurturing. Shakti represents the power of nurturing, which is essential for growth and development. Caring for ourselves and others with kindness, compassion, and love. Now, when you talk of astrological terms and when you talk of Vedic astrology, what needs to be examined in a chart? Where do I see my potential for this aspect of Shakti? So think Cancer sign, first of all, ruled by the moon. That's why I stuck the picture of a moon over there, as you can see. Okay. Think moon, think Cancer sign. In terms of nakshatras, think Pushya, Revati nakshatras. In terms of houses, think 4th and the 5th house and the lord of the 4th and 5th house, where they are sitting and in which nakshatras they are deposited. Think about this. That's the first principle. The second principle of feminine Shakti is the power of intuition. Shakti represents the power of intuition, which is the ability to understand something instinctively, intuitively, without the need for conscious reasoning. That's the key word there. Trusting our inner guidance and to cultivate deeper connection with our own intuition. Intuition is going to play a huge role in this shift. And everybody, all the old souls, all the children who are coming into a youthful state now from 18 years to 30 years are picking up more and more intuitive faculties. In terms of astrology, what do we think now? Where does intuitive ability figure in from the point of view of feminine principle? We got to look for two things there. We got to look for Ketu, or the south node of the moon, and moon itself. Both are strong indicators of powerful intuition. So think in terms of zodiac signs, think in terms of Scorpio, Cancer, and Aquarius sign. In terms of planets, think of Moon and Ketu. In terms of nakshatras, think of Mrigshira, Ardra, Ashlesha, Swati, Anuradha, Moola, and Shatabhisha nakshatras. In terms of houses, think of 4th, 8th, and the 12th house, and the respective lords of those, and which nakshatras those lords are placed in. Okay? This is the way to think about it. I can only give you generic stuff here because obviously specifics would mean something else. The third principle is the power of creativity. Shakti is very creative. It's the creation force, as I spoke of in the earlier one as well. Shakti represents the power of creativity. It's the feminine principle which is creating the entire existence and sustaining it, which is the ability to bring something new into existence, expressing ourselves creatively and of embracing our unique gifts and talents. Now, when you talk of creativity, gifts and talents, we got to think of which zodiac signs? We got to think of Taurus, we got to see of Gemini, we got to see Virgo, we got to see Aquarius, and we got to see Pisces. In terms of planets, think of Moon, because Moon represents the emotional subconscious content. Think of Venus, because Venus represents our aesthetic sense. That's all in summary Venus is. It's our aesthetic sense. Things, the basic principle from which we create everything. Art, music, buildings, architecture, and so on and so forth. Anything that you want to beautify over what is there, that's Venus. You got to think in terms of Mars, because Mars needs that. Mars has that energy to drive things forward. Mars is the passionate driver of things to make something manifest in the external. Okay, just having Moon and Venus will not cut it. You need Mars. You need the drive of Mars to goal something and get something done. Mars is the guy who gets stuff done. And you also got to think in terms of Rahu. North node of the moon, that's also another driver, just like Mars. If you have Rahu principle governing, it wants to go out there and achieve something. That's the Rahu principle. In terms of nakshatras, think of Rohini, Mrigshira, Hasta, Chitra, Dhanishta, and Revati nakshatras. These are all creative nakshatras, wherever they are falling, in whichever house they are falling. In terms of houses, we think of the 5th house, 9th house, and the lords and the nakshatras of those. Okay, because 5th and 9th are the most creative houses. The 5th house is the beginning of your educational point, where you learn the arts, crafts, education, your sensitivity, everything is the 5th house. It's a starting point. And the bhavad bhavam of the 5th house is the 9th house. The graduation point, the higher evolution of the 5th house is the 9th house. And Bhavad Bhavam of the 9th house is as well as the 5th house. 9th place from the 9th house is once again the 5th house. You see, the higher self of these two houses is linked. So think in terms of 9th and 5th house when you want to evaluate creativity, the third feminine principle. In terms of the fourth feminine principle, it's the power of compassion. Shakti represents the power of compassion. It's this mother energy. You think of mother, when you think of compassion, she has equal love and compassion for all her children, although each one of the child may be very different. We are talking about that kind of compassion, which is the ability to empathize with others and to feel their pain as if it's our own, cultivating compassion towards ourselves and towards others. The act of kindness, it is called metta in Buddhism, the act of loving kindness and understanding in all our interactions. Okay, so there is no one zodiac here really, because all zodiacs are equally capable of compassion. However, when you think of compassion, you think in terms of Moon, in terms of Venus, and in terms of Jupiter, as I have indicated there. Moon, Venus, and Jupiter are karakas of good feelings, good emotions, good aesthetic sense, good wisdom, and good understanding. when it comes to Jupiter and Venus and Moon, right? So all these three factors weigh in on your ability to hold and disseminate that compassion in your surroundings, in the world around you. Yeah. In terms of nakshatras, think of Devgana, which I've spoken of in earlier videos. But in this case, you've got to think of ascendant in Devgana as well as moon in Devgana, in whichever houses, it's immaterial. Okay? Ascendant as well as moon, if it's in a Devgana, they are strongly propelled towards having a sort of natural compassion. It's natural for these people to have compassion as the first feeling. Whenever they see something going wrong, their first instinct reaction is compassion. That's what I mean. It doesn't mean that others are not capable of it. Don't misunderstand this. Next one on a nakshatra will be Mrigshira, Hasta, Swati, Anuradha, Shravana, and Revati. If you notice, all these nakshatras are also Devganas. In terms of houses, think of 4th and 12th house lords of those houses as well. Why the 4th and 12th house? Because this is the first and the last of moksha houses, and both belong to the feminine energy. The 4th house Cancer belongs to feminine energy. The 12th house Pisces belongs to the feminine energy. And these are the highest graduating sattvic principles of Shakti. I can't say anything more on that. Last one on our list, the fifth point, is the power of sexuality. Shakti represents the power of sexuality, which is the ability to experience pleasure and intimacy with ourselves and with others. What is the bottom line of sexuality? It is more than just creating something new. It is the ability to experience that intimacy, the deep intimacy, and connect with others. Embracing our sexuality in a healthy and conscious way, conscious being the key word there, and of using our sexual energy to connect with others on a deeper level. You can connect with others on many levels, mental, emotional, but sexual becomes the deepest level, and Shakti governs this. She is the creatrix of the universe. She is the womb of existence. She knows what is sexual energy. It is inbuilt in her. That's how she can produce life out of her womb. Okay? So you need to understand this. And in this new energy where everything is shifting to feminine energy, this is very crucial to understand. So what are the zodiac signs we are talking dominantly? Everyone experiences this, but these are the ones who will feel it most strongly. Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Libra, Scorpio, and Pisces. In terms of planets, think of Moon, Venus, Mars, and Rahu. These are the sexual drivers. Moon will feel it at a subconscious emotional level. Venus will feel it at an aesthetic sense of beauty kind of level. Mars will feel it as a going drive towards the sexual act itself. And Rahu will want to explore more and more and think of it in unconventional ways. Rahu is a very unconventional kind of guy. He wants to do everything foreign. He wants to try out something which is not the mainstream, basically. So these four drivers of planets you want to use to evaluate the power of Shakti in terms of sexuality. Okay. In terms of nakshatras, think Rohini, Mrigshira, Ashlesha, Purva Falguni, Uttara Falguni, Anuradha, Uttara Bhadrapada, and Revati nakshatras. So most of these are water and earth signs, okay? These are all Manushya Gana kind of nakshatras, most of them. All Uttara Falguni, Uttara Bhadrapada, Purva, all Uttara and Purva are Manushya Ganas. So they will experience at the human level. You need some human level of things to experience sexuality. In terms of houses, think of the 7th, 8th and the 12th houses. Why? Because 7th house represents the sinking of the sun, the merging of the self with the other, the sexual act, the act of marriage, the act of spouse. And the 8th house represents the final one, the root chakra, which is the origin of all sexuality. Okay? And then the 12th house being how much you are enjoying that act, how much you are getting involved with the other. The involvement, mental, emotional, physical, comes from the 12th house. So think of it this way. Leave your comments if you have any comments, if you're finding something. And next, I shall share with you whatever comes up later. In the meantime, take care, be safe, and have a nice day.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.